Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We're heading into some breath work for today. This is our integration session for the month. You are more than welcome to find a comfy, cozy place to either sit or lay for today. Breath work is traditionally done on our back. However, if you have any issues with that, you're always welcome to sit up, and some issues that might feed into that would be things like if you have any blood pressure issues, if you have glaucoma, or if you've had like recent eye surgery or anything along those lines, recent heart issues, or if you had like a recent like concussion or something to do with the brain that feels like it's on the mend in that way. You're welcome to come to simply a seated position and go slower with the breath. Go a bit milder in the pacing, and instead of doing the open mouth breath, you can take it to the nose. So for today, usually how I alternate them is the first integration call is more of a dance between breath work and body talk, and the second integration call tends to be just more dedicated to the breath, simply breath. Okay. So after the call ends and the recording stops, knowing that the recording is only picking up me during the call anyways, but after the call ends, or pardon me, after the recording ends, the call continues and you have space to share verbally. You're welcome to hop on and unmute yourself and to share a little bit about your experience if desired. So we do that typically in our integration sessions, and it's completely optional. Sometimes people have some things to share, sometimes it's nothing, and it's like kind of like silent and quiet, and people are very inward with that experience, and I welcome that too. That's also its own form of sharing and information. So wherever you land is welcome. It can be really sweet to attempt to put some of these things into words in real time to digest and to move through your experience. So it can be really supportive. If you haven't done it before, you're welcome to give it a go today. I typically do it at the end of the hour, and then I just hang out afterwards for a little bit longer. So know that on the integration calls, if you have the space and the time to hang out afterwards, please do. And if for some reason, like at the end of the hour, you gotta go, but you also have something you want to share, contact me and we'll touch base and we'll find a way to let you have that chance to be able to be heard, to be seen, and to be met, because it's really important. It's really important. On that note, I think that's all the setup I have for today. I will talk briefly about the breath before we get into the practice. Okay. So if you aren't already, feel free to get comfy cozy, again, laying on your back or potentially seated. And then I'm going to invite you to open up the mouth to the point of a mild stretch. So the back of the teeth and the front of the teeth open up just enough that you might be able to feel like I was going to say a toonie. That's a very Canadian thing to say, however, like a bottle cap could fit between them. And as you go ahead and you open up to the stretch, sometimes you might think that you're, kind of open. I'm going to invite you just to see if you can open up just a little bit more, as long as it's not uncomfortable. As long as it's not uncomfortable. We're going to breathe through the open mouth with vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. On that vibrant inhale, it's almost like you're pulling a little bit of energy to do that, almost like the energy that it would take to lift your hand up against gravity. It's not a lot of energy, not a lot of effort, but just a little bit of a spark to get things lifted up. The exhale, whoosh, is surrender, just like your hand falling down with gravity. It requires zero effort, and the air, much like leaving a balloon, just leaves the system. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale is often how you hear that cued in the Pneuma breathwork capacity. And the other piece here is that we're going to take out the inhale, pardon me, the pause, and we're going to do that at the top and the bottom of the breath. So just as the inhale is ending, the exhale is going to begin. And just as the exhale is ending, the inhale begins. So it becomes like a flow. It becomes like a, I like to think of it as a dance myself. So it becomes this invitation to stay in motion with the breath. This helps us to signal to the brain that it's safe to digest whatever's here and to move through these territories in ways that support your system in actually moving through the material that it wasn't able to digest at another point in your life. Signaling that by breathing through the mouth, this is our chance to literally digest that undigested content and to breathe into the lower centers of the body to digest whatever seems to be stagnant or resonant in those areas that are being met. Can be supportive to have an intention. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to just tune into that. And if you wish, you're welcome to share it in the group chat to me privately or to the group at large if you prefer. So whatever your intentions are, I invite you to just take a moment to get clear on that for yourself. And you're going to hear some music come on in the background in a moment. If for some reason my voice and the music volume aren't at quite the right level, you're always welcome to give me some feedback into the chat feature, and I can adjust the volume and the settings. Knowing that everybody's device is just a little bit different, I have my volume set where I think most people are happy. But I always end up seeming to never quite meet everybody's needs. So do let me know if we can adjust anything that's like just really off in some way, shape, or form, or if you can't hear one or the other, feel free to let me know that. There's currently no music playing, so there will be shortly. So I'm gonna invite you, if you haven't already, to, as you've clarified your intentions, take a moment to begin the breath. So I'm gonna invite you to open up that mouth and connect to that vibrant inhale. Surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale. Surrendered exhale. You're just going to hear the music start to come in the next minute or so. And as you breathe here, the invitation is to take out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. Taking out the pauses. And circling the breath. Vibrant inhale. Surrendered exhale. Each breath becomes that pendulum, that dance that moves you, that begins to move you. From the inside out. I'm going to invite you to really feel your body. To really feel your body as you breathe here, noticing what areas are moving with the breath, what areas are not quite ready to move with the breath. And this gives us really juicy information about what's going on in here. And knowing that that's all we're doing, we're collecting information. No way to get this right or wrong. And those parts of your brain that might be questioning, they're really welcome here too. I'm going to invite you to breathe right into them and let them know, like, hey, I see you and I hear you. And I welcome you with my breath, and there's nothing that we actually need to fix or solve right now. We're just going to hang out together and explore what's here. And just gently allowing the breath to graze, to flirt with the edges of the inside container of your body. And then deepening into this practice by steadying the rhythm of your breath. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. in a way that lets you almost slow things down and let yourself really land inside of you. We invite you to slow things down just a little bit more. This vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, gets to happen at any pace you choose. Any pace you choose. Slowing down is invitational. And if that's not quite the right pace for you today, I trust that you know that. And I trust that you'll honor your own rhythm and your own pace. Everything I say here is an invitation. You know yourself far better than I do. So please take good care of yourself and what you need. At any point, if the breath becomes too much, you can slow it down. You can take it to the nose, or you can stop breathing altogether. Meaning the practice of the breath. Please keep breathing. Just return to your normal, regular breath. So you get to choose. You get to choose your pace. And if it feels right for you, feel free to choose to slow down just a little bit. I'll offer these words as we begin here today. Creator, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with my friends. And thank you to all of our helpers, both seen and unseen. We thank you for your compassion, your witnessing, your holding of this space, nourishing us, guiding us, steadying us. We give deep thanks for this opportunity to gather here today to explore with curiosity our intentions via our breath. Thank you to this earth that grounds us. Thank you to the skies above giving us space. Thank you to the waters that purify our very core and allow us to flow. Any frozen areas that may be stuck get to flow. And thank you to the fires that connect us to Source itself, expanding our very essence. And we ask that this serve not just ourselves, but our families, our ancestors, our lineages, and those in this world that are in need, those who need it. In ways that you may even feel a tug at your heartstrings, you're welcome to dedicate this practice to them. And deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that we rest upon. Thank you. Oh. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. I invite you to just begin and check in with yourself and see, do you want to speed up a little bit? Do you want to slow down? What are you curious to explore today? And I trust your curiosity. I so deeply trust your curiosity that you know which pace to explore today. And I trust that you can experiment. I trust that you can experiment and explore a couple different things out and see. what's right for me. Not because somebody else is telling me what to do, but because I get to try that on. Because I have agency. And because I can bear witness to myself and what's unfolding. And I can choose to do what feels right for this system in this moment by means of exploring and trying on and seeing what feels good for me. That essence of agency, of trust, we're linking it through to the 10th house in astrology. This is considered to be the house of career, achievement, recognition. And I know we're overall in the houses of 1 and 2, but for right now, it's linking into career, achievement, recognition, and your outward self-expression. Your outward self-expression. And we're linking that to the very first house, where your personality, your body, come together and they're learning how to express themselves. They're just learning how to express themselves. And we get to learn this together. We get to learn this together here today. Get to explore what it is to flow here in ways that we may not have been granted permission before. We get to grant ourselves the permission. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. I'll say that one again. You get to grant yourself the permission to explore. How curious can I be here today? Try it on, check it out. As you hang out here in this space, noticing for yourselves the emotion that's present here, noticing the emotion that's present here. If there is one. I'm going to invite you to learn what this emotion is holding, not by means of we gotta unhook this, release this, get rid of this, move through this, but by actually means of turning towards that emotion and sitting with it, learning from it. What does this emotion here have to offer me today? You're welcome. You're welcome to explore with curiosity. And I trust your knowingness. And I trust that we get to do this together, because that might be like a lot if we haven't done that before. So know that I'm here with you. I'm here with you. And that little one that may not have known before at that age how to do that gets to learn now through all the wisdom, the tools, the resources that you've garnered in your adult life. We get to meet these little ones that are still learning how to explore their emotions, learning how to see themselves in it. and to make sense of their world. Thing about exploring is we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the next moment is going to hold. And if you think you do, if you're anticipating, if you've got a preconception of this is what it is and this is how I should do it and this is how I should move through that territory, I invite you to curiously experiment here with what it is to set down. What is to set down those preconceptions, those anticipations, what if it's not what I thought it would be? What if it's not what I think it is? And any parts of you that are used to being told, they're used to being maybe even controlled, demanded, directed. Any of those parts that are waiting, that are maybe even frustrated by a lack of direction, I invite you to let them know. Just for now, you don't have to have this figured out. Just for now, you don't have to have this figured out. Just for now. What if you didn't have to figure that out? Ha! What a relief that is. What a relief that is. It might be a bit confusing at first, because it's kind of new to not have to know. And whatever is here gets to be welcomed amongst that all. So forgive me if I named relief and you're not actually experiencing that. Forgive me for naming something that you may not have yet found for yourself. Because I'm learning too. I'm learning with you. And we get to co-create this together. That, my loves, we are linking into the second house. And perhaps the second house that's governed by Venus, perhaps this is the way that we reestablish what it is to have harmony. Each of us playing our own particular notes, our sacred sounds, our essences, in ways where we get to be honored in her individuality. even in a group setting. In other words, you get to be you. You get to be you. If you're not sure who that is, let's learn. Let's learn. Let's explore. Because you don't have to figure that out either. You don't have to have anything known, determined, figured out about any of this. And this is the beauty. This is the beauty of not knowing. You just simply dance, play, explore, and flow here. If that feels right, if that feels right in your system, I'm going to invite you to let your body dance. Let your body flow. Through the legs and the arms. How do I wish to move here? How do I wish to explore my environments as if for the very first time? As if for the very first time. Perhaps it is. Perhaps it is. So exploring. How does this body want to move? If we give it permission to not have to hold still or hold its usual ways, how does this body want to move? And deepening into that breath, deepening into that breath, if you've got space for it. Letting the body move and flow as you breathe. This body that you were granted, gifted. That is your consort, that is your beloved. That is your vehicle for you, that houses you. This joyous body is your friend. This body is your friend. So I invite your movement into this body to explore your friendship with yourself, to explore what it means to befriend you, to befriend this body-mind. If there's any parts that you're like, oh, not that part, oh, I don't like that about me. I don't know about this. I'm gonna invite you to take your hands to any areas that might need just a little extra love. Might need just a little extra love. And bring them to that area, directing your breath right into those areas and allowing them to simply be met with care, with your breath. Not at my invitation, but because you've heard those words and you thought like, hey, that sounds like a cool thing to do. Right on. I want to explore there. I want to play there. Meeting and greeting what's here in the same way that a little one may be held, in the same way that you might teach your babies, your toddlers, how to move, how to be curious, how to explore in this world. Perhaps offering warmth, tenderness, gentleness, love. Harmony. Invitation. Witnessing. Seeing. Hearing. Meeting. Meeting the edges of you. And in these ways, we reinforce how much you matter, how much you, your body and all of its holdings, its emotions, its psychology is resting in all of this. How much of this all matters. Your humanness is so welcome here, my loves. Your humanness is so deeply valued and welcome. As we do this, running a cellular repair on all the times, in all the places and spaces you were taught to second guess, you were taught to doubt, you were taught to not know. Yeah. All those places. You were taught to not know. You get to explore with your breath, with your love, with your care, with your hands, with your touch. No longer separate. You, meeting you. We learn how to hold ourselves here tenderly. Please take your time here. Grant yourself space to reflect, to contemplate, and to feel this body. Curious about one by one, there's time and there's space. It's bite by bite, breath by breath. Exploring here. You get to explore here too. You get to explore here too. Through and through, knowing that it's all you, knowing that it's all you. And as we work here, doing a cellular repair, one more. Along with circulation of all the healing resources on the neck, the jaw, the shoulders. And any other spaces and places in the joints where shame is held. Bringing in blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. The sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression that help us to heal on all levels. And also working with the balance of yin, the feminine essence of nourishment itself. The masculine essence of protection. I'm going to include one more here that's new, that you've not heard me ever express before. And this is the essence of you, your unique vibration of you, your sacred essence flows here too. It flows here too through you. It can't help but not. and hydration, helping the cells to take in water and joy, and releasing the impurities that no longer need to be here. We're connecting that all to the heart chakra, heart brain, heart organ, heart meridian. All things hearts. Around the theme of giving. Forgiving. Because this heart is here to give. It's here for giving. And shutting it down, blocking it off, walling it off was natural at one point because it hurt. And now you get to meet those edges. You get to meet those edges in ways that allows for your heart to open up and allow it to give freely again. And this, my loves, is the path to freedom. To liberation. This is the path to embodying and anchoring your spiritual essence. It can't be taught in a book, in a concept. It can only be felt. So invitation to allow yourself to feel whatever is here and breathe into it, greeting it, letting it know it's no longer shunned, it's no longer exiled, and welcoming it with your breath. Welcoming it, embracing it, turning towards it, and allowing it to be here. Making space for you to feel you. All the way through this body, mind, all the way through this heart and soul. All the way through all the layers of holding. This heart carries divine and human love. Both. And both are required. Both are required. Because birds fly with two wings. Birds fly with two wings to soar. If you're open to it and if it calls to you, this is an invitation. See, check. You have agency. Choose. I invite you to literally spread your arms open. And let your wings freely unfold in any direction they choose. Letting the arms move. Arms move in ways that aren't familiar, move in ways that might even be a little bit, surprising to yourself. Letting your arms dance and play, enter new terrain for the sheer joy of it, for the sheer joy of it, for the sheer delight in welcoming in life, in welcoming in you and how you soar, how you nourish, how you express, and how you come alive and flight. Allowing these arms to dance and move, while you also are connected to your legs, staying right here in this body, staying right here in this body, while you soar, and notice how that feels. Notice how that feels. Notice what's true for you and adjust your experience, not because I'm telling you to, but because, again, you have agency and you get to choose how much or how little you do any of this. In this life, you choose how much or how little you feel called to. Gone are the days of being told, of being dictated, of being demanded, and instead opening up choice. And as you hang out in this space, with your curiosity, with your grace, with your choice, over the next handful of minutes, you're welcome to choose when you're ready to drop the practice of the breath. And allow yourself to rest. Not at my invitation, but when the impulse in you says a yes, says a hell yes. And allowing yourself agency, granting yourself what you know is true for you, and exploring whatever the heck that even means. in a way that cultivates self-leadership. In a way that grants autonomy. And as you grant it to yourself, others receive it. So you choose, you choose. What's in alignment? What's in alignment for me? What's in alignment for me in this moment? And we're linking all of that to your foundation, your hips, your pelvic floor. As well as the hammock that holds your heart. Fascial bands, almost like a hammock that holds your heart. And even these links are an invitation. They'll be different for every single person, every single individual will greet this material, this offering, in their own unique ways. It can't be other than, for you've all got your own unique history. And allowing yourself to rest in you, in you. This life is yours. And honoring your humanness amongst it gets to be yours, has always been yours, has always been yours. As we come to the last couple minutes of practice, the invitation is, and again, it's an invitation, to perhaps rest on your back. If you're feeling deep in the practice, if you're ready, rolling to one side or the other, allowing yourself to rest there. Creator, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with my friends. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that have gathered here with us. Thank you for all that's come through. We ask that these insights, these awarenesses, these learnings continue to be integrated in the gentlest of ways possible. May they continue to flow through each and every one of us, offering a blessing to those that we touch in this world, our families, our ancestors, our lineage, and somehow radiating, sparking, illuminating out beyond even the known connections into the unknown realms. May this serve as an offering to anyone in need, to those that are struggling, to those that are requesting in prayer. May those prayers be answered and met. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on wherever your day is taking you from here. Suggestions, again, invitational. You're welcome to take time to journal, to reflect on what came through today. Today's journey was perhaps a different form of breathwork. Well, perhaps meeting you in a different place than it's met before. So just notice anything that's unique in your own form and how you met the practice today. And taking time to continue to reflect on it in the coming days. Often there's insights, awarenesses that continue to drop in. And allowing those to be stewarded well with care. So sharing those mindfully, if you choose to share them at all. And there's anything lingering or dangling, you can by all means reach out for extra support or reach out to a trusted friend, confidant, counselor, therapist. There may be ongoing integration that happens in the coming days or even weeks. Time in nature, time creating, time to have your spaciousness to reflect and contemplate can all be really valuable. So see what calls to you. And there's any homework, home care, home play that you wish to grant yourself based on that practice that extended through you. Check in and see if you were like your own client, what would be the medicine you would prescribe yourself today? And I trust that that will be exactly right. I trust you have everything you need. And sometimes that also transpires in connection, so don't be shy to reach out if need be. If desired, I'm here. Thank you all for this first breathwork session and this year's Buddhas and Butterflies Astro Flow. I look forward to hearing feedback, and I will open up the mic shortly for shares. I'm going to stop the recording here. For anyone that is listening to the recording, I invite you, if you feel the call to share, to either write me or to ask for a little connection time, and we'll make space for that to happen. Thank you. Wishing you well on your journey today. Bye for now, loves.